You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It's February 4th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're still in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verse 27. And verse 27 reads, "After this, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, 'Follow me.'" Now, when I read this verse, don't think that Jesus' words can't reach someone. You know, here after healing a paralytic and correcting the Pharisees, Jesus leaves and sees Levi, who we know of as Matthew, the tax collector. Now, tax collectors were not highly thought of, and in fact, Jesus classifies them with sinners. Jesus says, "Look at him, a glutton and drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners," in Matthew 11:19. Then later, Jesus says, "Truly I say to you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes go into the kingdom of God before you," in Matthew 21:31. So tax collectors were lumped in right along with prostitutes and sinners, not by man, by God. Even still, Jesus was able to reach him with his calling. And tax collectors were most certainly disdained by the Jews of the day. So you could imagine that disdain would be reciprocated. I mean, that's just human nature, isn't it? We tend to dislike those who dislike us. But Matthew sees something different. Maybe he overheard Jesus' discussion with the Pharisees, and he hears something different. So when Jesus calls him, he doesn't just listen. He leaves everything and follows him. You know, we don't need fancy presentations or a system of evangelism to reach the lost. Those are all nice and they work for sure, but what people need is what they've always needed: to be introduced to Jesus, and then we get out of the way. We can just let Jesus' life and message speak for itself because his truths are eternal. They speak truth even into the hardest hearts, the most wayward sinners. We also can't assume we know who God is calling. You know, we love to read stories like this and point to Matthew or Peter and say, "See, Jesus calls the least of these." But he also called Paul, a Pharisee's Pharisee. Rich or poor, educated or uneducated, Jesus can and does use us all. This is why the good news is good news for everyone and should be preached to everyone. We don't get to decide who is worthy of the calling or worthy of paradise. God gets to decide. We are just called to be obedient to the mission he has given us, and that is to preach the good news to this lost and broken world. And our psalm today comes from Psalms 22, verse 22. "I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you." And our Proverbs come from Proverbs 4, 18 through 19. "The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble." And I'll end praying for you. As always, our prayer comes from Psalms 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.